time now for KJAN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by Camblin Plumbing and Heating in downtown Atlantic. Here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Good morning, Chris. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Pretty good. I took a sneak peek at the forecast. I happened to notice there was a two-digit number with a 7 in it.
7, yeah.
In the first position.
Yeah. Amazingly enough, there is.
I've seen lots of 7s, sometimes by themselves here, not too long ago. But a 7 in the first position of a two-digit number? Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Finally, the interest is coming due. Brett's in with us here this morning as we get our program started today. He'd like to tell us a little bit about Camblin Plumbing and Heating. How's Brett this morning?
Oh, just wonderful this morning. Hey, imagine a furnace that not only makes you feel perfectly comfortable, but will also make you feel even better about your decision month after month. That's the power of the new Lennox SLP98V. At 98.2% efficient, it's one of the most efficient furnaces that you can buy on the market. Because it's virtually engineered to be virtually silent, even at full capacity, it's the quietest furnace that you can buy. Lennox and Camblin Plumbing and Heating are very proud to have offered this furnace in our lineup. For an in-home estimate, give us a call in Atlantic at 243-1512 or in Harlan at 755-3286.
And Camblin's is always ready to come out on a moment's notice to help you out just in case of any kind of a, you know, an emergency. But I understand Brett's phone is going to be turned off at about 6:37 this evening. I'm not sure why that is, but yeah. So the other guys will have to take care of that business. Very good. Hey, guest joining us here in the studio this morning is we're going to kind of bounce back around to our Freedom Friday theme this morning. And we're going to visit a little bit with Steve Livengood, who's in with us this morning. And we visited a while back with Steve about some of his adventures and life in the military, but we're not going to talk necessarily about that this morning. How are you today?
I'm very fine, Jim. Yeah, today it's not about me. It's about a whole bunch of other guys. Roger Underwood and Jeff Becker. Roger called me probably 2 weeks ago and said, hey, I've got a project I want you to do. Didn't know what it was, but he wouldn't tell me until we did the conference call with Jeff. And he said, I want you to organize a freedom flight. I went, okay, fine. What does that mean? Been doing some research on it, and wow, it's a really big thing. It really is. I guess what we're going to end up doing, we have what's called a freedom flight. That's a one-day effort. We load up a bunch of veterans on an airplane and haul them out to Washington, D.C., look at a bunch of monuments and that sort of thing. When I say a bunch, we're talking about 150 of them. I guess the 737 has a capacity of 162, somewhere around in there. So we need about 150 veterans. Roger said the priority was supposed to be for Atlantic / Cass County. If we can't get enough of them, then we'll start going out to the adjoining counties. With the veterans, we're also going to need some guardians. These are not chaperones. The last word I want to use when we're talking about 80-year-old veterans is a chaperone. This isn't a high school prom or something like that. But we're also looking for chaperones. I just said it myself. We're also looking for guardians. Special skills on the guardians are a plus. They need to help these folks around, and some of them need more help than others, but that's fine. We're going to need about 12 of those, we think. Not sure on that one. The big thing that we need, and probably the first thing that we need, is the committee to start planning this thing, because I really don't know what I'm doing. So I'm looking for some committee folks that want to help with this on this. We've got some advice coming from some folks in Story County right now that are still working on the fundraiser for theirs. And so when they get their... They're actually the county treasurer up in Story County. And so when she gets her property taxes collected, she's supposed to come down and give us a little help on our planning and whatnot. And so that's probably about 2 weeks away. She said that they have 45 members on their committee. And I thought, well, that's a huge amount for a committee. She said, well, most of them are fundraisers. I said, well, hey, in my particular case, that is not a problem because there is no fundraising. Roger and Jeff did fairly well for themselves, and it's all paid 100%, so there is no cost. So that's a really good thing. The word is already out, and I'm starting to get calls already. I got home last night, and I have 16 messages on my answering machine. So the word's already getting out, and they're doing exactly like I asked them to do, and I'm not sure if that's what I was supposed to do, but they're doing what I asked them to do, which was to call me up and say, put me on the list. And so that's what I'm doing. I'm calling them up and putting them on the list. I have 5 veterans that have already called, so no, we're not full by a long shot yet. I have about 3 guardians and about 3 folks that want to be on the committee. The tough part of it is there's an application form for the veterans and the guardians. So what I'm doing is I'm gathering the information, you know, what's your address, what's your telephone number, and that sort of thing. Don't call and don't leave your telephone number because, you know, I can't call you back. But I am calling back and saying, yes, I got you, you're on the list, but there's going to be more paperwork involved. So we're getting, it's starting to roll, but I'm not sure how big of a ball it is that's going to start to roll, but I'm wondering if it's going to just roll right over the top of me, too. So I'm a little concerned about that.
Well, yeah, it's a lot of work, but, wow, I'd love to have had a little camera in the Live and Good house that night, focused near the telephone, when Steve is on the phone saying, you want me to organize an honor flight, and you're paying for it?
You know,
what a great deal.
I asked him, we're talking $95,000 to $100,000 that this thing costs. And I confirmed this with Roger a couple times. I said, look, I'm going to go up to the media, and you really want me to say free? And he said, yes, free. It won't cost anything. And I think it's fascinating that everybody that has already done one or has been involved in one said, well, hey, you know, the big part is raising the funds. I said, not with me. That part's already done. And so it's rare that you start into a project and the last thing, or the thing that you don't have to worry about at all, is the money.
Right. Well, before you get folks involved in participating in the honor flight, the committee thing is really kind of one of the first things you need to go. You need some folks to help with organization and what have you. So what would be expected of them?
They need to know what they're doing, so they're probably already going to be more knowledgeable than I am. No, the I'm looking at committees and subcommittees, and it's really not just find some guys and load them up on an airplane and take them out there. There is transportation, you know, because we're not going to land an airplane in their driveway. So we've got to figure out how to get the group together, how to get them through an airport, how to get them on the plane, how to get them off the plane, how to do the tours on all these monuments and whatnot. I'd really like to see a departure dinner. They had one fly out of Omaha a couple of days ago, and as I understand it, I've never been on one, but as I understand it, it's a one-day thing. And so this plane goes wheels up at like 4 a.m., so that's an overnight lodging. That's probably a dinner the day before. Get on the airplane, you know, probably fall asleep immediately, then wrestle around with these guys all day, and then bring them home that night. So there's a lot of subcomponents to this, get an airplane and fly a bunch of guys to Washington. And so I'd like to see some subcommittees on this. You know, you think you're pretty good at chartering buses? Hey, we need some help on that one. How many buses does it take? You know, kind of thing. The condition may be a poor word. The capabilities of the veterans that we're going to have. We're obviously talking about wheelchairs, walkers, oxygen, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It is not just World War II veterans. Roger said he doesn't want to see the list. He doesn't really care who's going on the flight. That's not an open invitation, everybody. But you know, so the honor flight is World War II and Korea is what they're taking now. The freedom flight is everybody. What we're doing is, I'm not sure. I'm getting some Vietnam vets that are calling. As I said before, Roger really doesn't care who it is, so probably anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But the committee, got to have the committee first.
Right. Well, and now I know folks are going to say up front, okay, you talked about all this stuff. When are you going?
Yeah, good question. Don't know. Roger says, well, how would you do this? And I said, go to the veterans groups and say, hey, this is what I've got. You know, maybe mention a Memorial Day or something like that. He said, it needs to happen quicker than that. And so I, you know, the next one going out on the Freedom Flight page that I found was October of 2014. I imagine this is going to be much, much quicker than that. But on the other hand, we're not going next weekend. It's a little bit more involved than that. I don't know a date. I really don't.
Well, and that's something for the committee maybe to chew around and try to find something that would work best for most folks. But some folks, they're signing up and participating will be determined by, you know, the date, too.
Exactly. So. You know, everybody that has asked me that signed up and that I called back last night, they did not say, well, when are we going? I had one guardian say, well, when are we going? The veterans, they don't really care. And yes, I understand I'm going to get 100 guys call me up and they say, okay, well, I'm going to choose the 12th of July, and three of them are going to call back and say, oh, I can't go that day. I'm sorry. You know, I don't know when the date's going to be. I'm assuming that this is so big that you would move mountains and rearrange your granddaughter's wedding. Well, maybe not. In order to go on this thing. So we don't know what the date is, but whatever the date is, that's going to be the day.
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like an awful lot of work. You know, what would be valuable, I would think, too, would be someone who has maybe some experience there. So if there's someone who maybe has gone on one of the other honor flights that have flown out of the Omaha area, there have been some Southwest Iowa honor flights here not too, well, there have been a few of them here in the last few years. If someone has some experience and could lend some of that experience to the group, that would be welcome.
I would love to see that. Yes, it's not, well, we did it this way, and so that's the way it's going to happen. Not necessarily, but folks, I've been to Washington, D.C. more than a few times, but I don't know how you went. How did it work for you? When I went, it wasn't, you know, leave in the morning and get back that evening kind of thing. So, yes, if you have gone to one, please let me know. Hey, you can even sit on the committee, and maybe you'll be in charge of sort of a certain part of it. But, yeah, I'd really like some experience with folks that have gone, and that's as a veteran, as a guardian, or even if you've been on a committee, help planning one of these things.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the benefit, too. If you do choose to be a part of this by being on the committee, the one thing you will not have to do is ask anyone for money.
That's correct. I had a name given to me. I called him up, and he returned the call, and he said, I got to be honest with you. The first thing I thought of is, oh, this guy's going to want some money. When I call you up, I'm not going to want any money. I need a lot of work, but I don't need any money.
You bet. Well, the whole goal is to, and I'm sure this is what Roger and Jeff were looking for in the first place, is just to give a great experience to some folks who might not otherwise be able to have that experience and try to make it as easy for them as possible.
Absolutely. There's we're talking about guys, and I, as old as I am, I still get emotional on this one, so we're going to try to glance away from that. But, yeah, this is a once-in-a-lifetime kind of experience, and it's, you know, it's very important for these folks that they get to go, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity.
Well, those monuments were put there for all to see and to remember, but for those folks who actually had a firsthand view of why those monuments were erected in the first place,
yeah,
you know, a few
yeah.
tears are shed when you go to see some of those things happen.
Yeah, some people go out and look at the monuments to say, oh, isn't that pretty? And some people go out and look at the monument and say, oh, yeah, I remember why that monument is there.
I remember that guy, and there's his name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you know, if you get a chance to help out in any way, shape, or form, and again, not asking for money.
No.
This is all taken care of. That part is done. The whole part after that, though, is the groundwork that has to go along with that. And it will take some work. It'll take some phone calls. It'll take some visiting and getting some ideas and crunching some things together. But in the end, it'll all be worth it once it's all finished.
I think the one thing that I'm going to ask for a commitment, you know, from the committee and from the guardians. If you say you will, I really need you to, because as soon as you say you will, I'm going to put your name on the list of that's somebody that will. This is somebody I can count on. So, yeah, I need a commitment from you.
Sure, absolutely. Yep. Well, it sounds like a great project. And like I say, I just can't imagine having that dropped in your lap. That's like a bag of money falling from the sky.
Yeah, I think they use coins, though, instead of paper, because it's a pretty heavy bag.
Well, it's a pretty heavy responsibility.
That so. It is. I put you down as a committee.
Thanks.
Yep.
What's that? Hey, I'll help you. Put me down. I'll
well,
help
thank you,
you
buddy.
Yeah,
Jim.
You bet. No problem. And I'm hoping other folks will step up that way, too.
Absolutely.
There are a lot of folks that certainly deserve to have an opportunity to make that trip.
Right.
Very good. Well, again, thanks for coming in. And if folks would like to know more, they'd like to maybe inquire about being part of a committee. If they would like to inquire about maybe being a participant on this trip, just call you?
Yeah, I suppose we better do that. My phone number, 712-243-5445. Luckily, I have a digital answering machine, not a tape, so I try to erase the messages when they get there, but please leave a message on the machine so I can hear you, so I can understand you, and leave your phone number. I don't have caller ID.
Excellent. Very good. Well, we hope it works out very well for you, and we hope you get a lot of great response. I'm sure you will. I don't know how you couldn't.
I don't either. It surprised me just yesterday, one day, and I'm 16 messages.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of folks these days, it's popular to, you know, when you're walking through an airport to see a veteran to see a service member in uniform, to put your hand over your heart or somehow to thank them for their service or whatever. Here's a way you can do it firsthand, too. So
big time.
Hope you
Absolutely.
Take the opportunity to step up there, Steve. Thank you for stepping up and helping
Jim.
To lead the effort. And if you need to know more, again, just give Steve a call. He'd be happy to share the details with you. We want to turn things back over to Brett so he could tell us a little bit more this morning about what's happening at Camblin Plumbing and Heating.
Camblin Plumbing and Heating carries the broadest range of faucets and fixtures in our immediate area. When we're called in for a bathroom or kitchen remodel, we can offer our expertise in suggesting many different ways that you can approach updating that room. With our cabinet shop, Town Center Cabinetry, we can make that room really come alive and give you more functionality, plus we will amaze you with the end result in beauty and quality. Our technicians have installed more remodels than any other competitor in the immediate market, and we can coordinate with any carpenter of your choice or suggest component carpenters that will work with you. For easy, quality, and efficient remodels, give Camlin Plumbing and Heating a call at 243-1512 in Atlantic or at 755-3286 in Harlan. Thought of the day today comes to us from Ann Landers. It's not what you do for your children, but what you have taught them to do for themselves that will make them successful human beings.
Boy, is that ever true. Thank you, Brett. Appreciate that very much. And again, my thanks to Steve Livengood for stopping in this morning and sharing with us a little bit about that trip that we're hoping to see happen here very soon. If you could step up and help out in any way at all, they'd be happy to hear from you. Hey, you guys, make it a great day, and God bless America.